some important aspects of improving communication with people who have hearing loss or other listening problems when they come into contact with the criminal justice system, I'll outline now. Firstly, it's important to prepare as much as possible for people to understand the big picture of what's happening. When people have an understanding of the context of why they're being questioned, they're much more likely to be able to predict when they've missed out on something in the questioning, and more likely to be able to fill in those gaps by working out what the thing that they missed was and answering appropriately. So the more a person has a big picture, the better they are able to participate in communication. And that means preparing people for what they're likely to experience within the criminal justice system, the questions they'll be asked and why those questions are being asked. Secondly, it's often helpful to let the person tell their own story in their own way and question about that. What's not ideal is to have lots of short, sharp questions with constantly changing topics, because then it's much more difficult for people to orientate themselves to what's being asked and be able to follow the conversation or the questions that are being asked. And it's very often you will find situations where people have that kind of short, sharp questioning, who are hesitant and unsure and uncertain, and their demeanour can change quite markedly, and that gives impressions of deception or dishonesty when that may not be the case. It may be just that they are struggling to really follow what they're being asked. It's also important to to inform the person when there has been a topic change, so that they can have an understanding that there is something different being talked about, because otherwise, if they feel that they're still being asked about that same topic, their thinking about what the context is will lead them to make miscommunications and errors in what they understand. It's also important to watch body language and facial communication. Indigenous communication styles have a far richer non-verbal component to them. So people often communicate non-verbally through facial expressions, whether they've understood something or whether they haven't. And paying attention to those kinds of cues is very important to know whether clarification is needed. And in terms of culturally different communication styles, in Indigenous communication styles, it's often expected that the speaker will monitor much more closely, the questioner will monitor much more closely whether the person is understood, whereas in Western communication styles, it's more expected that the listener will let the other person know if they haven't understood. So it's important for people who are doing the question to realise that it's expected that they will have a greater expectation on them to watch and see if the person is understood, and to give opportunities to clarify if that's needed, if it appears often through non-verbal cues that the person hasn't understood what's been said. Avoiding jargon and technical terms and language that someone may not understand is also important, because the impact of this early childhood ear disease and hearing loss is that people's language acquisition may be compromised, and so they may speak a non-standard form of English and not have the same vocabulary as a standard English speaker without hearing loss. So it's important to make sure that the clarity of expression and what's talked about is easy to understand. One thing that can be important is to use amplification devices. Particularly handheld amplification devices can be very helpful in many situations to assist people communicate and hear what's being said most effectively, although people may also be sensitive about using those in quite public situations. I've had experiences where, when interviewing Indigenous people before they go to court, they're very happy to use that amplification in a one-to-one private situation, but are uncomfortable doing it in a more public venue because they feel that they may be judged as having some hearing problems which they're not keen to disclose. It's also important not to judge people in terms of intelligence, motivation, evasion or honesty on the basis of their listening and speaking capacity, because early childhood hearing loss impacts on a person's capacity to both both listen and to express themselves effectively. So people may take longer to listen and understand, they may take longer to find the words, and they might not find the exact right words are going to explain what it is that they want to say. And those kinds of hesitations can be seen mistakenly as acts of evasion or creating a story that isn't the truth. So it's important to be very careful about judging demeanour and motivation and capacity on the basis of speaking and listening skills. It's probably important to remember too that everyone who is listening to this, who has had a formal education and been successful in that in their tertiary education, is very unlikely to have listening problems. Our school systems really focus on learning through listening. So people who have difficulties in that have a lot of challenges in getting through that school system. So it's likely that the professionals who are working with Indigenous people with listening problems will be those least equipped to understand the communication challenges that they're facing. So it's important to work with Aboriginal liaison officers and others who are more familiar with those communication styles and can help to facilitate communication that legal professionals may be involved in. Finally, I would suggest that it's an area that has to date been very neglected in terms of what the impact of hearing loss has been on people's involvement in the criminal justice system. In the past, the attempts to investigate this area haven't met with success. Partly because the criminal justice agencies have seen it as simply a health problem, not something that they need to consider. I would suggest to everyone that listening to this that the time has come to really to focus on greater awareness of understanding how hearing loss impacts on Indigenous people within the criminal justice system and processes to address the disadvantage that is inherent in that. And that disadvantage is not only about their current hearing loss, it's also the impact of past hearing loss on education and communication that flows into their capacities to be involved in the criminal justice system, and also the rehabilitation opportunities that are there through addressing these problems and improving educational outcomes. Stop, Antonio. When you